Over the toilet hung a painting. Red background with a black sphere off center. Colors were faded, nothing solid. There are some diagonal green lines running through the sphere, which actually looks more oblong. Not quite an oval, but not a perfect circle. Nothing really remarkable at all, just a run-of-the-mill print in a less-than-inspiring frame. The next time I checked into the same hotel, sure enough, it was a different room. I know that because it was a different floor, and there over the toilet hung the same print. Red background and what I now think of as a black olive with a celery stick running through it. I hate this print. I'm not sure why. Seeing it again evoked anger. And that caught me off guard. Why would I be upset, bothered, or even disturbed by a bad picture? What do I care? Was it because of laziness? Some decorator said, "Give me 228 of these olive prints. See, we're going to hang them over the toilets. Yeah." I don't know. It just upset me and seemed to be no reason why. Then it hit me. What if there was a story behind the print? What if there was some compelling story about the artist? Like, what if they had been blind or had endured mass suffering and yet through it all found inspiration to paint and create art? What if the print was a replica, an exact replica of what hung over the toilet of George and Martha Washington? What if, in fact, the painting had been produced by a blind baboon? The meaning we give anything depends on the story we tell about it. An event in your life, or a piece of art, or a cloud in the sky, deep meaning is where happiness lives. Deep meaning is the doorway to living a content life. You get to interpret for your own life, on your own terms, what meaning you'll give anything. So what meaning are you giving work, your spouse, or your family? What about something as mundane as traffic? Do you hate traffic because you have to wait to make your turn? Or do you rejoice in the summer season bringing countless visitors to fill the coffers of your community with money that will last through the winter? What meaning do you give your life? You were born on purpose and with a purpose. Now that's a powerful story. Are you living a powerful life? Or are you in the thick of thin things? One day, one day I'll have the time to do what I want to do, and then I'll be happy. No, you won't. You'll never have the time. You'll never be happy if you're waiting till someday to live a full life. You must make the time. You must take the time. You must make the life that you want to live right now. Og Mandino said, "Treat everyone you meet as though they'll be gone at midnight." That counts for you too. Imagine today is your last day. What will you do? What will you say to those you love? Meaning is the doorway to a content and happy life. Make meaning where you are with what you've got. Live today as though you are already on top of the world. I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World Radio.